Oh, that's not official. Charlie, I believe, many comes this year, because before the 3 weeks, we won't even be here until when officially the trip ends, by the way, just so let's talk about it now, on July 28th, I believe it is. Anyway, the middle of the 9 days. We never had any kind of something over here, so maybe we'll make something Thursday night. We'll see. Midnight. We shall see. Meanwhile, we're learning Gemara Menachos. That's what we're really here for. And I asked, yeah, but we also learned Gemara Yuma. I want to thank David for Xeroxing. I want everyone to have a Gemara Yuma in front of them, because even today, but more so in the future show, already yesterday year, there's constant references to that Dr. Yalas Menachos and Sefna Menachos. But I wanted to discuss, I'll go to the short. Well, if you have extras, wait, here's some extras here, I believe. Yeah. I'll take one for myself. Thank you. Oh, this is a one size. Oh, I have, okay, whatever it is. This is only on the bit. Oh, I have. Tiffany, let's go on. If whoever wants extra can give it out. Please pass it out. Let's go. So, it's interesting. The Gemara on Afyid Aleph talks about Avle de Mechuzoi. No more here, there's plenty more. For those who saw the Xerox is not perfect, but Beis Shad, Tos Tishonim on the bottom of Yid Aleph Menachos that we spoke about yesterday in the Shir. Didn't quite make the... Avid and Mechuzoi, the Rashi says in the top of Yid Aleph Menachos, Shari Yir Shashma Mechuzah V'lo Yeruba and Yisrael. It was a city which was populated by a majority of Yisrael. My time lo'av l'rabbonim mezuzah. And even Rabbanim in town, how can we make a mezuzah? Amalei, it's about the 12th line. Amalei, hanu chizuk la'akra de kubi u'di avidi. So, Teretz. Mar says, so what? They should still make me a chiv of a diu l'shomer. My answer is, I'm going to buy Mishim Sakana. Sakana. And I give a story of a person who had to check a mezuzah, which we'll get to that later, Mr. Shem. The story of a person who was checking the mezuzah, B'shuk Elyon Shel Tzipori, and a goy came along and started up with him. And even though Shluchim is saying, and he's talking about Shchich Hezek Ashayni, the kid said, sometimes dangerous to put mezuzahs out in the public square. That's the Gemara. So I asked you to see Ramah in Simon Reish Pevov Sif Al. Very interesting. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is interesting, and the sources are interesting as well. The Ramah writes V'dav Beit Hashut from Kulam Chayavim to the Mechaber. Says the Ramah V'dav K'ksha Beit Hashut from Yisraelim Abba Bayish Yisrael Abba V'kachovim Potsim in Mezuzah. Who said so? A Mordechai Ender Avodah Zora Shtof Per Kamad Avodah Zora V'chein Chatzeres O Ayoras Shemiktas of the Kachovim Dorim Shom Turim in Mezuzah. Who said so? Chidushi Aguda Per Kamad Yuma. He quotes two din. So the first din is a matter of dispute. As I asked you to see the Bedek Abayis of the Beit Yosef, quote, that the Rashba in Chulin, Kuflam and Hamid Beit, disagree. There's no such din. I tackle why there's such a din. We find elsewhere in various places that Beit comes to the Mimayat Shutmas Agoy. And he quotes a number of different sources for it. That's the basis of the Shittas of Mordechai. No. Nero lead him to the Mezuzah Chovas Adari, who the Shmira Atsuya, Rafil, the Shudmas of the Chovim, Yisrael Adav, a Torah of Shmira. We find over and over again that the Shmira is taken very seriously. It's not just some kind of extra halachic concept. We've seen it in many halachas. And here's a prime example. So the machlokas, the Rashba, and the Mordechai, presumably the Mechava passed like the Rashba, and therefore didn't quote this Torah of Shut Vatakum. It's so same. And the Ramah quotes the Mordechai in the Avodah Zarah, who says, fine. That is the first din in the Ramah. The second din in the Ramah, look at the Lashon carefully. The second din in the Ramah, Chatzeros Vayorot Shem Mitzas Ovdei Kochovim Dorem Shom Potrim Bezut. Now the key word is Mitzas. Mitzas. It's Potrim Shem Sakana. I'll tell you why, because the Chovas Hadar has the Gavaldik Akash over here. This din is second half din as Agoda. If you look in the source of the Agoda, he explains the Shem Sakana. Shrek the Chovas Hadar. Who needs Sakana? The Ramah himself said before from the Mordechai that if you have a Shutpas of Goyim, you're Potter. So even without the consideration of Sakana, you should be Potter. You have a Shutpas? That's a good Kasha. That's a good Kasha. This is Perakei and Chovas Hadar, Sif Cotton Beis. L'chor l'ramah shepotah shupatakon l'amo le'tam ha'gudu m'shem sakana. What do you need it for? That's an interesting term. Akoro m'shem d'din shupatakon and a potah king shachir mezuzah hu m'shem dira. V'yos potah b'shupatakon afilu v'koldu. Avak shachir mezuzah hu m'shem shenichnos v'imena l'bayis yafinu v'visharecha. Ain a potah kim ksherov akum the ozlo mikri b'sharecha, and he calls ksubas ben ham and bay. A different kind of thing completely. Right? Talks about nara marotza with all kinds of different, completely different kind of a din. This is a very interesting chiddush in the Sefer Chovas Hadar. He says that's what I'm talking about now. Relates a little bit to yesterday shiur. That somewhat paradoxically, a chiyuv which is independent, which is a bias, a dira, so then it has certain very high standards which have to be met. If they're not met, you're part of your mezuzah. However, if the whole chiyuv is a passageway, you're going from there into something else, you can get away with much less. You already saw maybe you can get away without a feeling. Maybe you can call the one day and get away without dollar on dollar. Now you can possibly get away with a shut v'takum. Because it's not an independent chiyuv, it's a chiyuv because it's leading into something else. So though it itself does not have all the requisite conditions, it's not owned completely by Israel, Afal Piken, you would be chayv. Were not for the consideration of Sakana. That's an interesting, good kash and a good parak, Bechara, in the Sefer Chovas Hadar, Perek Hey, Siv, Cotton, Beit. That's what he said. Interesting. And he quotes the Osamech, something similar. And explain that's why Shari Chomos Irat Kasha Bibushalayim Kayom. Now, Kayom, that's very interesting what Kayom is. Kayom Top Shin. Let's see. Lamed Beis. Top Shin Lamed Beis. Top Shin Lamed Beis. But you can say with a full heart what he writes over here, She'ein chashash sakona. You don't remember Tav Shem Lamed Beis. But it was good times. You could walk the streets, I think the unnamed rabbi remembers, you could walk the streets of Yerushalayim without thinking anywhere, shuk, no shuk, anywhere you wanted to walk, you could walk without even a beginning of a problem. Nonetheless, he said, the Esh of the Kvar, both of them is Shtamer. Nevertheless, the Turim and Mezuzah came in the role of Akum Dorim Shom. There was still a majority of the inhabitants are not Jewish. But there were Mezuzahs on some of those gates. No? Who were called? They are there. It's Akum Hashtanish. I don't know. They had to put it in for Tav Shalom and Beis. I don't know. But I thought they were put in even earlier. But he didn't say they're not there. But they're Potter. Somebody did it. No, you know, they find mezuzahs all over the place. But he says, you're part of the mezuzah. I hope he didn't make a bracha on it. some of them, I think so, no? Any, which Shah has a Mashkava? It's called Shah Tzion? You know, you drive up there, that has, I'm pretty sure it's a very small, it's called, you got a car through there. You know what I'm talking about? Isn't that called Shah Tzion? That certainly has a has a keeper on top. We'll have to discuss, that's going to be next sugya. Yuma Yud Aleph, keeper. We shall see. That's a question of that. Maybe itself be a chayav mezuzah. That shape itself. We'll have to talk about it. Okay. Anyway, just want to bring it to your attention. However, I must say, it was a beautiful shtickle Torah, but what can I do? I saw the fancy tour, and I asked you to see. He called the Chuvas Ramah. Remember, the Ramah speaking. The Chuvas Ramah. It's not just an outsider Chuvas. Not a Behuda. It's all very great Chuvas, but it's the Chuvas Ramah. And he wrote the Ramah, Important to keep that in mind. So he writes as far as a quotation from Simon Kuflan of Zedol Zvav. Listen carefully. V'adin, v'ayoros shalonu shakulahem shal melech, v'yaf v'yireinu sh'ein kusi tocha rechol. No, so how come they didn't put up one in Krakow? Mikol makom lo gora mishut v'skusi depoter, darehi ma'aval lerov kusim, Gam Tomit Kusin and Tsoim Besocha, Asher Ashar Meshubadim Lahem. That's a quote that's out of the whole context. I can't say for sure what this before and after. But the Pashtus is that he patted the Rechov in Krakow, irrespective of Sakana, based on the fact that there was a Goy got in there once in a while. The smash up from this, at least in this selected quotation, against the Mahalach that the Chovah Stas said on his own accord near the Mer. So maybe if you look more in the Tshuva, you'll see something there. Okay, just wanted to make that Ha'orah. Okay, now back to the Gemara, back to the Sugi. I mean, Menach. Okay. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, is that correct? Is that our daf still? Now, I'm not going to go into every last prat about the next sugya, because if you look at the little girls, there are pictures, and it's hard to figure out exactly what's flying, but just basics. Mara says, Tana Rabbonim, Beit Shara Pasuach Legina V'Lekitonis, Rabbi Yosef Anidin Kekitonis, V'Chacham Anidin Kebeit Shara. Now, what is happening over here on a basic level? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi is the most basic shot. The Rashi says, third wide line, "Boy, beis mezuzas, achaz the petach shemin beis shar lebatim, v'achaz the petach shemin achoter lebeis shar." So, okay, nidok a kitonis v'tzarek mezuzah. A kitonis is simply a room. Nidok a beis shar, says Rashi, with the marhago on the left. Ka'avir agina v'ein tzarech mezuzah. So the parsha pshat is as follows. And Sefer Chovos Hadar gives you a very beautiful pshat. Very beautiful pshat. Just to explain to you what's happening. In that same Perek Hey, Shivkot L'chav Tes, gives you the basic pshat, which is as follows. It starts with Chav Tes. Hold on, right. This is Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin. Explain this file. Look in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Damit Havayu Megina LeBayis Kulam LePligi DeChayev. My time is Bia DeBayisi. He Pligi Mi Bayis Legina. Masava Kitonis Ika or Masava Gina Ika. Unclear. What are they fighting about? This is how he explained. I think it's the correct shot. his lashon is as follows. When Rashi says, "Nidon kebeishar upirish Rashi ka'ar aver agina," v'rot alama kechelek bilti nifrad me'agina v'ein tzarach mezuzah. You only put mezuzahs when they're separate and clearly distinct and distinguishable entities. They have put a mezuzah between them. But if we'll consider the Beit Shar to be simply an extension of the Gina, so you have two units altogether. You have a garden and you have a house. And the garden happens to have in one of its corners a little entranceway. That's part of the garden. It's a garden. It's an outside area. It's an upper community. Part of the outside area has no roof. And this part maybe has a little roof or a little arch. It's meaningless. It's all the same thing. So just put an arch in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't separate between anything and anything. So according to this day, you're part of the numbers. And he adds, in parentheses, the Alpha Pisha Cholak with Pesach, even though there's an absolute Surat of Pesach with two mezuzahs and the mashkin in between, Efsha, the Ein Surat of Pesach, Mechalek Pe'emsa Tashmish Echad, Lizchayev in mezuzah. Yes, that if you have a room, in the middle of the same, in the middle of this room, hey, look at this room. To make a mezuzah in the middle of this room. How can I make a case? Take a look. I'm not mistaken. I'm not positive. Just to make a case. You have this beautiful little beam on top, which is, all right, which is three fans attached to it, okay, right, in the middle. And I can't see myself too well, but I think that beam which the jacket is attached to, closer to me, is directly under that one on top. So you have a, could be, if you count someone walking from that door, he's walking from that door, and if he has, on the right side, he has a mezuzah, and he has a mashkef on top, and some people say you don't have to have one on the left, so they can make a case. That's a fireplace, also could be maybe, six out. So they make a case, bingo, so in both directions, they have to have a mezuzah over here. So the passion is no mezuzah required over here, even if you can conceive of a tour of the peasant right smack in the middle of the room, because what's the difference? I'm on this side of the tour of the peasant, you're on that side. And you can have a chavrusa in that table. Can you imagine? Two sides of the equator. Michal's on that side, right? And Ellie's on that side, and so what? There's no difference in right smack in the middle, but in the middle of 55 sperm on the table. And somewhere down the middle comes that magical line. It doesn't mean anything. There's no distinction in the usage of the room on one side or the other. So he writes over here, he thinks it does not require a mezuzah, even if there is a tzuras ha-pesach. And he derives it, in fact, from our Gemara. Our Gemara is the source for this chiddush din, which he's described earlier. The look and sif kot and harachof al the typo, it should be chav beis. And he says, you find sometimes terraces or stairwells. And there are many tzuras ha-pesachs, one after another, after another, after another. Everyone requires a new one. So he quotes the Rambam, Astara bought them Zelafnimizeh. Sounds like every time you have another Surat HaPesach, you require a new mezuzah. No. Esha Dafkin Shemuchulokim Gan B'Tashmisha. You can have, you know, these what they call row houses. You know, the flats go right through. Yeah, you went through this one's bedroom, that one's bedroom, this one's bedroom, that one's dining room, that one's living room, and then you go right through from one to the other. Not like they have some teaneck even. Now it goes around and fancy. But in those days, it went right through. But each of the ten who was going through had a different usage. Different person slept there, some person ate there, person whatever, just cooked there, whatever it may be. Avak shakula mishamish adavar echad mitzupkani. If tzuras ha-pesach mechakol l'shnayim, l'chol ha-shayach was that derech biyotko. It's not, that's coming. You see, if I walk from here to there, I just came into something. I didn't come, I didn't go. It's all the same room. Ulechara mashakem rebrises the menachas lamagil on the base, as he explains in the later on. Since Tzidkinav should be Tzidkin base, he must have added something when he wrote and then fixed up all the numbers in the footnotes. That often happens. ובין תאי לא מצאתי מישהו יחלק בזה. So far, I have to find to corroborate his view. I believe Rabbi Shechter Shlita says the same thing. I don't know if anyone ever heard that from him. Correct? Anybody? Nobody? That's my recollection. I didn't have a chance to ask him. But if it's the same room, even though there's maybe a tour of the Pesach going over, it doesn't mean anything. That's my recollection. But in print, I didn't see it anywhere except for this safer reason. And of course, a good way, that's passion of the Pshat in our Gemara. And obviously it's learning. You have a Gemara here, machlokes between who and who? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbana. Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Yisod, except Rabbi Yossi holds that the Beis Shah is a different tashmish. It's mechulat tachmish. It's different. The yard, the garden is the garden. You walk there, side, it's a garden, beautiful. And the Beis Shah is so close to the front door, maybe you, I don't know, you put your gardening equipment there, or if the garden has sports, you put your sports equipment there, or you know, cover by a shack, or it's a different kind of a tashmish, it's a different kind of a usage. That's how you also hold, but in principle, he's clearly assuming that there's no machlok. Now, one more thing. According to the second Lashon in Rashi, even Rabbanu will concede to Rabbi Yossi if there's a heker tzir, that's a word which we happen to hear a lot about, but not yet really much. That means that the door opens, litzad habayit. Point out the word Rashi has libayit, it's a little shver, probably litzad habayit. And it's the same lumdus. The same lumdus. That it's, the fact that there's a heker tzir litzad habayit indicates, is an even further indicator. There's a separate tashmish, there's a use of something different, more related to the house than to the general than the general garden is. Fine. Fine. And he goes further than that, as the Sefer Chovastan says, that even according to Rashi, based on Al-Sugya, that a Gina has a separate Chiyuv, a Gina can be Mechuyuv, but that's only the Rabbana the Chiyuv, and the Din doesn't change. And he goes as follows. Clearly, it's all in the Chofetz Chaim. If it's open to Rishon Sarab on the other side, so here's Rishon Sarab, there's a Gina, there's a Beis Shah, and there's a Bayit, Avadi Yechayev, we pass Yechayev twice. But then he says, even if the Gina is completely closed, how do you get into the house? I guess, it's easy. The Gina is in the backyard. Cuts into the house. There's no way, no access to the street. You know, fancy house. You can't get into this. Can't get the back up from the street. All right. And as they stickle the Beis Shah going into the back door, they have right fence around Gina, the Beis Shah, the back door of the house. Nonetheless, he says that the din is the same. Even according to Rashi, the Gina has some kind of a chiyuv. Why? Because the poskim say ein osin Beis Shah la Gina. Give him a Beis Shah, the Beis Shah going into a house. But if it's just leading into the garden, it doesn't mean much, and therefore you have a Mitzvah going towards the house and not towards the Gina. In fact, if you open the Shulchan Aruch, it's something very interesting. Take a look, if you don't mind. In Siman Reish Pei Vav. Siv Ches and Tes. Beishah shepesuach lebayis ulechotze. Chayev b'shtei mezuzos. Achas b'mokam shepesuach lebayis, v'yachas b'mokam shepesuach lechotze. We saw this before. The Shach says, chutz me'amokam shenechotze b'mishram, too. We saw this yesterday. And he points out, I thought it was on my own as well, that the Ches and the Taz also belongs there. Some typist, by mistake, saw the word chayav, and chayav b'shtei mezuzos. He put it in Sif Tes, really belongs in Sif Ches. Taka doesn't fit in Sif Tes. What does Sif Tes say? Beishar ome benagina lebayit, chayav b'shtei mezuzos, achas b'makon shepesuach lebayit, v'yachas b'makon shepesuach legina. Meaning, presumably, going from the Gina into the Beis Shah. That's the part, although the Lashon is not so clear, this is what it means. Now, this is referring to a case where there is not necessarily any entrance to the Rishus HaRabim. It's the Dagen, the Lashon of the Tur, and the Lashon of the Mechaber. And that's what the Tur only wrote in Siv. Early, he said, no, Tav Alapes, Rishus HaRabim, but he didn't say it in the following Siv. And the Taz is a typo. That's all in the Sefer Chovas Adah. Okay, somebody had a hand up before. Question was answered? I hope so. Okay, let us turn our attention now to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We have to make some progress. Says the Gemara, Itnar, the fourth line, Lul Pasuach Min Abayis L'Aliyah. What does that mean? What are the words? He told you a beautiful picture before. What do the words mean? The Rashi says, Zeo darkan aruba be'emta aliyah va'olalam in abayis v'malo, steps, v'osin dalad mechitzas tovim la'malo, l'mata, kadeh shalo yeireh ha'odam in aliyah l'abayis is disturbed by privacy, ki im b'shuz ba'aleo, v'osin tesach v'im mechitzas, yeah, we have to make out the door, he has to get out, v'chein osin b'nei aliyah dalad mechitzas tovim la'aruba l'malo v'en pesach, the same thing. You don't have people going up and down to certain people's privacy. You know, they have it in a two-family house. We don't usually have quite that same architecture, but you may have having, like, a stairwell, and each one locks the door. Each one goes door. I don't want the guy that's at the top, I don't want the guy at the bottom just walking like this, or vice versa. I think it's a little bit fancy since they have it in the duplexes. The closest we have to that, but usually our duplex is owned by one person. If you... You know, either you can afford it to have the duplex by yourself. You don't share a duplex with somebody on the floor underneath. Just tied to the statue. Anyway. But this principle is interesting because it reminds us, or at least it reminds us about Sefer Chovas Adar, of a very interesting, fascinating question she thinks should be exactly dependent upon this child. And what is that? Who can guess? Ought to get this one. I mean, otherwise, it's fairly obvious. It's always, you go in, you go in, push it. An elevator. Wow. An elevator. What's the luck of an elevator? You go into a building. Well, let's take, since we spoke about first hall earlier, let's go back to first hall. Okay? You go into an elevator. Presumably you go on the first floor where most people come in. And you go up to floor 2, 3, 4, 5, down to the basement. You look. There's no numbers of this. None. To my knowledge. Numbers of this. He quotes the Amachlokes in himself and the Avezin of the Eda Charedis, the Minchas Yitzchak, and they both agree there has to be a mezuzah. Only talking about one thing. Where is the mezuzah? So the Chovas Adar thinks he has to have a mezuzah on every floor. Only one difference. On the first floor, it has to be on the right side going into the elevator. And on the second, third, fourth, and fifth, they have to have on the right side going out of the elevator. So there you go. Flow of traffic. We'll get to that later, what the right versus left. In on floor one and out on 2, 3, 4, and 5. Ad kan dvar v'kadoshin. This is before Tata al-Gamar. That's Mabash al-Gamara. It's Malula Pasuch. He says, Mali al-Tanuhugos peyom v'vinyonim hu mamish ka'osut lula mitzuyah b'rashi. Except instead of going upstairs, you go up in the elevator. Identical. Oh. What about the elevator carriage? Is that word still being used in today's term? An old word. They still use, what are they called? Car? What are they called? Elevator car? What word is used these days? Elevator. The elevator itself. The part that goes up and down is also a room. It says the Chovas Adar is the same in Parakei Siv Kot Mechafe. Toh HaMalit, the cell, the chamber that goes up and down, Atmo, Nira Sheinu Chayim HaMezuzah, Shreinu Meshamesh Kim Lema'avar, V'einu Osu L'shtamesh Kim Kshu B'tnu'ah, Chavi Ol Aroi, Feel it in the shine, okay. As a result. See, Paskin, you gotta put up mezuzah on every floor, but not in the elevator car itself. Then he says, Shuv Rizu B'Milchas Yitzchok. We have it here. Chelek Dalet, Simon Tzadik Gimel. And this is exactly the reverse. So you have to put the mezuzah, it's cheaper, is his solution. Only one. Where? The Pesach Toha Malin. Avalov Pesach Kavua B'Binyan. Not on every floor the part that doesn't move. You have to somehow, I don't know how you can do this logistically, they close it. But somehow or other you find a place to affix the mezuzah on the chamber itself of the elevator car that goes up and down. One on the right side, and that's it. That's what he said. Where'd he get it from? Based on the Chamude Daniel, we already quoted once before. It says, the Bedover Arora the Tashmisho, Af Al Pi She'ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet Chaya. We saw that. V'im Kain, Gam B'Shar Tznoi Chiyuv Mezuz Ein Otar, Achidish. Just like, as long as it's Roy, you don't need Dalet Al Dalet, the one took us given all by Brugan in the Chaz of the Milsei. So, wow. And you put it over there, and not in all the other doors, he explained. You don't even call coma. Shereen Pesach Abinyin Rola Tashmisha Elek Shah Malas O Medesham. V'od Yotzim B'Mezuzah Shemitzah HaMalas. In other words, when there's nothing behind, you're not chayim. When there's a car behind, you have a mezuzah. Ad kan b'min chasim. It seems to me that the minhag ha'olam, including first of all, is local difference, they have a local difference. We take the coolest of both. As we say, the mincha sitzach is right. You're not looking to put a mezuzah on the stationary posts, you know, which are on all the five floors of the building, because most of the doors are nothing behind. It's going, it leads to nothing. You can't go anywhere. You can't go. LMI, once in a while, that elevator car appears. People go in and go out. But that's only Aroi. I, but the Mincha Sitzach himself said that just like Chaz of the Milsei, you don't need Dalet Al Dalet, so too, you don't need Kavua. So they disagree one of two ways. Either they hold against the Chamud of the Neil in the first place, or they say, no, it's a different difference in a Dalet Al Dalet. But Aroi is always Chaz of the Milsei. It's a Shmer Svara. I built a Sukkah, I'm part of the Mazda Sukkah, I'm part of the Mazda. Sukkah dira taroy, Sukkah is great. In other words, the chaz of the milsei, which the Gemara is the fairish with respect to Dalet Al Dalet, that's somewhat of a dispute we'll get to. But it doesn't apply when it comes to the principle of Keva versus Aroy. So mainly you put here and you put there. So that's the meaning of all of them as I understand it. They usually don't have mezuzahs on elevators. Okay, so you see even an arcane sukkah of lul can be the subject of a very modern dispute with respect to elevators. Now we come to a very difficult subject. Very hard. The Gemara says, I'm not a Dalet, I'm an Aleph. The Rav Huna says, it's one passage, one mezuzah, two psachim, two mezuzahs, fine. On Rav Paul, Vashmami, I'm the Rav Huna, hi in Druna, the Isle Arbo, Babi, chai v'arba mezuzahs. Four openings, four mezuzahs, pshita, avada. Lo tzvicha, I forgot, the rogil b'chad. That's stop right over here. The rogil b'chad. What does it mean, the rogil b'chad? You have to understand, very difficult Gemara. Those two words are hard to explain. So the two pshatim in Rashi. What's the first pshat in Rashi? I forgot, the rogil b'chad. Does Rashi mean nayu? Say, the hard Amor and Liel, the promise reconciling our Gemara Lamed Dalet with the Gemara earlier Lamed Gimel. When we got there, we said, well, wait till Lamed Dalet. Well, we've gotten there. We have to reconcile the two sukkahs. What happened at Lamed Gimel? Halach Achar HaRogil. The Gemara said on Lamed Gimel, Halach Achar HaRogil. You follow the Rogil, the more normal entrance way. Halach Achar HaRogil. So the question becomes, what's the context over there? Remember the context? Again, maybe you haven't read the Gemara. U'pitzchot av'ayal bar Rav Huna l'bei midrasha. Hav le mezuzah. Sahu Rabalab. Some Rav Yehuda Amarab and Mezulah Zuzah Halach Achara Rogil. If you normally go from your house into the Beit Medrash, so then it has to have a mezuzah. Okay? You follow the Rogil. The fact Rashi, wait a minute. The Gemara implies in the Flamadal and Aleph that there is one Pesach which is Rogil, but all the Pesachim require mezuzah. Why? We flooded the daf earlier, they only follow the Rogil. So, in that case, if it wasn't Rogil, so you're potter. And here, it's not Rogil and Yechayim, that's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi gets two tevuts and two lashonos. What's the first question? Hani minik on trey bavi v'rogil v'chad v'tel e'idach l'gabay. So one-on-one. So the Rogil wins and the other one is bottom. Havot plot l'gabay chad lo v'tel. Here, it's three-on-one. So there are a total of four openings, right? You have this beautiful stairwell, and the openings are all four sides. So you can't say, well, this one wins, and all the other three lose. You can't have three losers. You can't have that. So you can't say, well, this one is the winner, and all the three are insignificant. One could be relatively insignificant to another based upon what's more rugged. That's Rashi's first shot. Second shot. Lishnachrina. Shuvas HaGaonim. What does it mean, Rogil? So your Rogil, Lashem b'nei Adam, Regilim, Lotit v'lovabo. For the Mutei Pitzchot the Rebbe, Shein ha'asui ela lo levado. U'lasui Pitzchot the Ravuna, Shein ha'rogil af lacherim. Havul beiz psachem o'gimel l'cheder echot. V'kula nasu l'biyat kol b'nei Abay, Shoyim b'rubin. V'tashmish alef. V'cheder echot. Tadir. Gotta get many doors to get in. Kulan chayav in the mezuzah. You know, you have to get into a room, and you need many rooms. I'll give you a mashal shul. Well, shul maybe potter. A catering room. So you have to open up many doors. Yeah, 800 guests. You have to go into many doors. There was a wedding recently. There was 800 people. There was only one door to get in. You couldn't move. It was craziness. You have to have many doors. Okay, good. So let's say Kavaldik, really the neighborhood's hopping, and 800 people come up here every night for a wedding, terrific. Then something changes, and I only have 200 people come. They open up all the doors, 200 people, it doesn't pay. You close three or four doors, they close all the time, and you go into to the one or two. But Rashi, remember the glory days. We remember when all the doors are open, people were running through all the doors. And the chiyuv mezuzah remained. Af al pi shein nismat hashmishu vein tzrichu nachshav kulon el yechad mehen. The old doors from their glory days used to be used for people going in and out are now still chayiv in the mezuzah. Second pshat of Rashi. Fine. Now, this is a big yisod here, Rabbi Oseh. Before we go any further, before you see the Shulchan Aruch, I want to go back and see the Aruch HaShulchan first. Aruch HaShulchan before the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan, so you see the yisod from here. So once the chiyuv is established in the door, it's not so easy to undo that chiyuv. This is a common shaila. You have a door, and the door is used to open, going in and out, and for some reason, you change your mind, you don't want people going through this door anymore. And you decide, close it up, I'll lock it up, I'll maybe nail it up, I'll do whatever I'll do because I don't want people going in anymore. There's the Aruch HaShulchan Achidus Gadol based on our Gemara. If it doesn't work, you chayiv in mezuzah anyway. Anyway, this is a Sif Lamed Ches. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Yirah li, the cave in the kol pesach shesh b'bayit chayevet in mezuzah, af al pi, she'en yosem nefnosem derech pesach zeh todeh, lo mahani lov shum bitnu levatlo mitorat pesach, elo? Yishalocha, look in the Gemara. What's the official way to levatlo pesach? The bitnu hapsimin legamri. Now what do you mean bitnu hapsimin legamri? It's very difficult, but we know what the word psim is. It's a doorpost. I am a vassal of the Pesim Lagamri. What do you mean, Bittul Pesim Lagamri? Huh? Removed it. Oh, okay. Removed it. Okay. She attacked not get kosel or get chalon. You convert it to a wall, into a window. I was a steam of a alma, a few hamish on Aragar's got a big trunk. She have shall they look there, Pesach, there, big, big tree. You can't go through. From there, Aragar. The call become chayavis in mezuzah. The raya ladava. But the basher, let's look a few years ago in the yeshiva. You days him it out. Bye, you sossum, yesh, to dalad, amas. You know, you close the door. Every doorway has a four amas. That's an exclusive within the chotzer. Just to go on. That's a shechene. Porat, the tzimov. What's porat mean? Smashed, no. Broke, I don't know, something. Ain't no dalad, amas. Bye, you sossum, menum, tamas, all tzimov. Porat, the tzimov. Metamic or Tzira, I think it's an Indian self, some of us, or whatever the Indian is. Zalki Kaimel and Choshen Mishman Kufayan Beis for Dalai Lama. Alma, the Chol Pesach, Lo Botol, Shem Pesach, Me'olea, Asher Yifra, the Tzima, Vachi Naim, and Adin Mezuz. What an interesting Aruch HaShulch. Very common, people have a door, and they use the door, and now they don't want to use the door anymore. They often don't take sledgehammers to Torah is a steamer, that's what it means, yes, it can. Right. No, I understand, he's just giving his early assessment on the concept of Rashi. Rashi said to yourself, let me say what I think he means. Rashi said to yourself that there could be a situation which if it's judged in its own merit would be parted from mezuzah. But you don't judge in its own merit. You think? It could be that you're right. However, almost all, if you're right, if that's tipshat in the Aruch HaShulchan, then no one agrees with him. And I'll explain to you, well, I don't think it's even a shot in Aruch HaShulchan. I'll tell you why. What if you have a situation where a door, someone is building a building. I have it in my apartment. Where I live, it's not a joke. It's real. So, in my apartment, they built in, there are six floors, and mine is the lowest floor, at least in this part of the building. And the five floors above me, the apartment in which I live, is divided into two one-bedroom apartments. But with the apartment in which I live, from the very beginning, from day one when they built the building, some guy, I guess, met the contractor in the street, and I wanted to live there, but I need a bigger apartment. So from the very beginning, they made it into one apartment. From the beginning. No one, as far as I know, ever, who lives there, ever walked through the door. Now, everyone has a door, I'm sorry. So my building is E and F. So it's 4E and 4F, 5E and 5F, it's always 8. And my report is 3, which is the lowest one. It's just, we only have 3F, there's no 3E. Can't get in, not shy. As a matter of fact, if you go into the front room, which is the dining room, you can't really tell what's going on. There's a little, the wall juts out a little bit, but you can't tell what's going on. You walk in the hallway, you can see there's a... what looks like a door, which upstairs really is a door, which next door really is a door, but that door was never used for anything. No one ever used it. It's chayiv and mezuzah. So Yaakov is saying, called the Aruch HaShulchan, it's chayiv and mezuzah. No, you're not saying that. Didn't they? Maybe. But there are two reasons why I would tend to disagree. One is, it was never used. I don't think Aruch HaShulchan means it. I think it was once used, it goes with the Rashi's Malach. Number two, the big question is, if the Aruch HaShulchan really mean Torah to see you have to make a sledgehammer and break it, then why in the contrasting case did he mention an Aragon? What's an Aragon? Well, a trunk. Right? Is that what's useful today? Big box. Aragon is not a modern Hebrew word, is it? I think so. Isn't it? Big, box. And, there are things in between. A big box. box, but it doesn't even touch the wall. It's standing in the way. So there are poskim who claim, I think we disagree with them, but there are other poskim who disagree, seem to disagree with them, and say, you don't have to actually take a sledgehammer and smash the doorpost. As long as you take a hammer and nail, they say, you bang it closed, so you can't go through, that's good enough. Certainly in the situation, there's no way to get through that. That's been closed for 50 years, as long as the building is. So that's another side. The poskim, the Chovas Adar, Perek Vav, Sitkot Yud Aleph, called the Das Kedoshim, we seem to say that. Here in Das Kedoshim, we go, whatever it may be. So that's another svara, why it wouldn't be chayiv. But the main svara, the poskim say that you would not be chayiv in that case. I'll go further than that. The poskim assume that a doorway must be constructed for the express purpose of people going in and out. Otherwise, it is potter, even though nothing at all is done to it. It's a perfectly beautiful, gorgeous door, which is physically capable of having people going in and out, no problem. No nails, no hammers, no banging the mezuzahs out, no box, nothing. No one is supposed to go in and out of the door. I'll give you an example. Who wants to give me an example? Come on, you've seen it all the time. What'd you say? Never seen it? Use your imagination. You won't find it over here, not in this camp. You can find it in the city, in many different public buildings. It is called an... That's right. Emergency exit. Do not go out. The alarm will sound. There's a base medic somewhere. I've seen the shador. Well, maybe it's... all right. Well, I don't have the same door. The kids are the other places where they put in a door. You have it in museums, you have it in libraries. They have an emergency exit. They don't want anybody going in and be shimmered, but fire code requires a door there. They have an emergency exit, and they say, do not go out, alarm will sound, and there's all kinds of threats. Some of it's true, some of it's not true. You know, yeshiva guys have been known to test the limits. But officially, no one's supposed to go in or out of that door. So the poskim seem to agree that such a door is potter min ha-mezuzah. Potter min ha-mezuzah. The door is perfect. Kon mikan, v'kon agaveim, and with mezuzahs and a mashkef, and everything k'moshe kosher. And the poskim say it's potter min ha-mezuzah. Why? It's not meant to be used. The Kal Vachomer, in a case which I'm discussing, where it was never meant to be used from the time it was people ever walked in there. Plus, it is, I don't know about some people who live in my house, how is that door, how is it held, what's stopping it? There's no door there. It's all welded in, or I don't know how it's plastered in. I don't know what it is, but there's no door there on the mice anymore. There's nothing there. We have a different case in our house. We have a little apartment across the hall with a little closet. I don't know if you know this in your but there's a room, there's a little doorway, which in theory, you can walk from the hallway, open that door, go into a closet. And that would lead you into a room. But it has, I don't think that's ever been used either. I've never seen that open ever. It's an emergency. It's an emergency room because of fire codes. I don't know what the funny building we live in. It's like a fire. But it's never been used to my knowledge. So again, there's no mezuzah there. Huh? Only for a president? Only the president kind of comes once, huh? Quarter that day, quarter the going. Sounds like. Does the situation really exist? I don't know. Torah and Kodashim. Well, what about the, then we'll get a psak of someone bigger. But, and that is a very interesting thing. The Chovas Adar says, Halacha L'mayis, let's open the Shulchan Aruch now. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, this is very difficult. This is a serious problem. How do we pass in all this? So the Chovas Adar says, the first day in Rashi, like that one Pesach is bundled to another, if you have a, if you have two ways to get from one room to another, and one has 60%, one has 40%, you get the Pesach from Rashi, and the 40% is Pesach and Mezuzah, we don't pass in that way. It's not quoted Halacha Shulchan Aruch, although the Sefer Pische Sha'orim is nervous about it. In old Kuf Tzadichet, says you should not make a bracha. Maybe it's the first time Rashi really is right. But it's not, that's not making it to the Shulchan Aruch. How about the second day in Rashi? On Chimei Reish Pei Vov, Sif Yud Zayin, Im Yesh Bebayis Harbe Psochem Psuchem Lechotel Lechutzer Rabin. Venasu kulam lechnisa, lechnisa v'yitziyas b'nei habayis, kulam chayovim, afil nismatu adiyurim shen v'gino matu lotz l'lova ela b'yachal mehem. No, it's not the second day in Rashi, right? Isn't it? Basing itself on the past history. And the Berak Ola says, Kepirish Hasheni Shibirashi, Hashem Shuvah Saga Onim. It's going to the prat about, you know, the for a private person, you know, that part is going to, but the soul of the higher face of past history made it into the Shulchan Aruch. Now, according to Rashi, Lechaira, it has to be Rogil. Right? Pashtun. Has to be Rogil. But not Rogil now, Rogil in the past tense. In the old years, there were all these doors would be open and becoming running into Ketanah's place. So it was Rogil. You know, right now it's no longer Rogil, Yechayev and Mezuzah on each and every one of the doors. Everybody with me so far? This is what the Makabe says in Sidi Zion, which is born the second day in Rashi. Now, Sif Yudchet is a major problem. Sif Yudchet, Bayis Sheyesh Lo Pesachim Harbe, is the quotation of the Rambam. Beragola Loshen Rambam Perek Yud. The quotation of the Rambam, not Perek Yud, the typo. Perek Vov. Perek Vov Halacha Yud. Okay? Perek Vov Halacha Yud. What does it say there? Bayis Sheyesh Lo Pesachim Harbe, Af Al Pi She'Eino Rogel Lotis V'Lova Ola Bi'echad Me'em, Chayav Last Mezuzah B'Chol Pesach U'Pesach. Wait a minute. No history, no geography. Push it. But if it is, that even if it's ain't no rogil, lotis, malavo, except for one of them, all the mezuzahs are chayav. Look, Ora, it goes against Sifya Zion. And Sifya Zion seems to say, you need rogil, either present rogil or past rogil. And Sifya Ches, the Rambam seems to say, that you don't need Rogel, not now, not ever. So the Ramah tries to patch it up a bit by saying, Hol v'natu the knisa v'yitziya. So what does that mean? Maybe it means to say that, like in Sifya Zion, they were once Rogel, or somehow natu the knisa v'yitziya is different. If it's made for an express purpose, then you chayav no matter what, even if it was never Rogel. That's also a steer to use Zion. So the Vilna Gaon picks up on this. Hol v'chule, the Pirish Hasheni Shibarashi Hanal Shibarashi Zion. He said the Ramot threw this in to reconcile Yud Zion with Yud Ches. Should be a contradiction. He said, you know, the only time Yechayev is in a rug, if it was one Rogel. So when it says, Hol v'nasu v'knis, it means it was made with one Rogel. Avo Shulchan Aruch Hetek Lashon HaRambam. Shem Beforesh Mashachot V'shom. Halach achar arogil? No. Haile b'pesach shebeino lebein beis hamedrash. That's another, the Rambam says, the two consecutive Ramas. The problem with Rambam b'nei ubei we have to get to. The two consecutive Ramas, please look it up. Terek vav halacha yud and yud aleph. Halacha yud is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We just read it. It's a tip yud ches. What's halacha yud aleph? Pesach shebein beis hamedrash or bein beis haknesses ubeiso. If rogil lost its love of also a pesach, Chayav and Mezuzah. That's the Rambam said the Gemara. So the Gemara is pointing out seems to be a contradiction between in the Mechaber between Sif Yud Zayin and Sif Yud Ches. That's a big kasha. Let's go with what the kasha is. What's the din? Do you have to have Rogel past the present, or do you not? Yud Zayin says yes, and Yud Ches says no. It's an out-and-out contradiction. So the Chovah said that quote the Gidulei Hekdesh. It's one of the sermons at the bottom of the Das Kedoshim. I tell you honestly, I didn't have a chance to look in the original. I only saw it in the Chovah Sadar, who says this out. It's very hard to understand that this is resolved, but he's doing his best to have a difficult situation. It's like this. If it was not made, listen carefully, for Knesset Yetziah, and now no one's using it, so it was made for use, and now it's not being used, says the Gedulei Hekdesh, Rashi says your poster, and the Rambam says your poster. Everyone leaves your poster. No machlokas Rashi on that school. Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. It was never made for Knesset Yetziah. Now, you see, the language is tricky. Never made for Knesset Yetziah means that it's bottle 60-40. It's just not used. Ah, a freaky guy can walk in, I can have anywhere. But it's not made for Knesset Yetziah. We say, never was, and is it now? You're poster. Fine. Then he says, "Uve mishdamshim leprokin." If it's used sometime, even if it wasn't originally made for Knesset of Yetziah, Yechayev, he says, according to Rashi and according to the Rambam. Now I don't know if that's really true. Rashi says that way. Rashi says that if it was only it wasn't made for Knesset of Yetziah, and now it's just only rarely. Yechayev according to Rashi? I don't think so. What the Gedulei Hekdesh is apparently trying to do is to be Marva Shalom Olam. Because the Mechaber quoted Rashi and quoted the Rambam. The Gros says they're arguing on each other. I can quote both. They're not arguing. The Marva Shalom Olam. But Lechor, that's a very difficult Ribui Shalom. Lechor, it's not true in fact. I don't know. So the Gros is right. It's a big problem. And I want to end with a problem in the Rambam himself. I want to ask you a fourth question. They can come up with a terrorist. I have one teretz, but look, oh, the Rambam is mamish ipcho mistabra against the sech. The Rambam, again, the two consecutive Rambams. You have a chance to look it up. Perek Vav, Yudin Yudal. First he says, vayis sheyesh lo psochem, this is the quote in Shulchan Aruch, and see if you can. Psochem harbe, afal pi sheyeno rog alas v'lovo elo be'achat, men, chayav las mezuzah, v'chol pesach v'pesach. Yudal. Pesach shebein beis the medrash or beis the knesset the beis so im rogil lost the love of the elsa pesach chayv mezuzah. So in Yudalti requires rogil, and in Yud he does not require rogil. Now if anything, if at the steer of bnei obey, if anything, I can justify the exact opposite conclusion. Bidyuk lef. Why? How can I justify it? Simple. The way the first lashon in Rashi in halacha Yud. But if Psochem Harbe, I would say, at least in the case of the two, so it's Ruggle in one, and the majority is one, and the other is the minority. So the minority is puzzled to the majority, the minority is puzzled. I could have said that way. And Yudalit, I could still say Chayev. Why? Because although it's rare that I go from one room to the other, but there's only one door. He's puzzled some other door. There's only one door. That's it. As long as you go there sometime, you'd be Chayev. But in reality, the Rambam is exactly the reverse. The Rambam says that if there are many doors, listen carefully, if there are many doors and I'm ruggled to go through one, all achayim. All achayim. And if it's only one door and I'm not ruggled to go through it, then it's potter. How do you explain this Rambam? The fourth question. Which of tomorrow, I'll give you my suggestion, but I would like to hear yours first. And then we'll go on in Mr. Shem tomorrow with the next figure in the Lama Dalai Lama Dalai. Hold on to Yuma Dakir Allah for future reference.